Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your host Wes Everett, with his co-host Miss AJ Green.
Hi y'all.
And we have a very special guest with us today, Miss Nikki Stringfield.
Hello everybody, what's up?
What's up? So how are you doing? How is things with, the world right now?
Well, we're still kind of just out of state still here in California. Everything shut down. So I've been at home for almost a whole year now. We've had a few shows scattered here and there, which were interesting. You know, the socially distanced quarantine shows, but trying to stay busy working on music and staying sane at home. Yeah, I'm used to constantly being on the go. I'm not used to being at home.
I know that feeling. So with you being at home, you've gotten to release your new album, your new EP. Mm-hmm. So take us through that. How was the release? How did it go?
It was really good. I just kind of dived into it. I didn't, it was all a trial and error thing. You know, I'd never done that before. So I just kind of picked the date. I actually released it October 30th. So a couple of months before everything kind of went to a standstill. And, it went over well. People really liked the songs. You know, I decided to give singing a shot on there. I really, I love instrumental music and I love shred guitar, but, vocals have always been a big thing to me and lyrics. So I just, most of when I start hearing a song in my head, I usually hear a melody first or a chorus. So then I kind of build a song around that. So I was like, I'll give singing a shot. And if people hate it, love it, I know that I did it. People have liked it so far. So I'm so happy. It's done great. I've had to reorder CDs several times. So it exceeded my expectations, So working on it now.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely a good problem to have.
Right? I can never complain about that. Yeah.
So when you started playing instruments and everything, was there anything unusual that you just had the desire to learn how to play, didgeridoo or whatever?
When I first started, there's a lot of Nirvana, Sevenfold, a bunch of the, the iconic licks, train songs. I don't think anything too strange out of my real rock and metal.
Nice.
I do that are pretty fun. Let's see. Actually put them out.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah. Pretty things interesting.
So what were your you're with the Femme Fatales and Heaven Below right now, correct? Or are you with
The Iron Maidens as well.
The Iron Maidens, that was the other one. What have you guys been up to as far as being able to do anything? Have y'all done any live streams or?
The Maidens and Heaven Below have. Femme Fatale kind of dismantled, broke up because Lorraine Lewis, that was her band. She fronted the band, that's her baby. And she actually started singing for the band Vixen. So she kind of took time. And so Femme Fatale really hasn't played. I think our last show was on the Monsters of Rock cruise a couple of years ago. So maybe she'll decide to kind of get that going again one day. That'd be awesome. I love the girls. But both the Island and Heaven Below did a live stream for the Monsters of Rock cruise, live stream. They have a studio that they were doing a bunch of really awesome live streams in North Hollywood with these crazy video walls. It was really cool, really fun experience. So actually looking at now, the Maidens, we've been working on us. It's been being mixed, so recording parts. We're just waiting on mixes and all that. And kind of all we've done, I've barely seen it. We've gotten together times throughout the day of us. So we're not seeing it all the time.
Oh, I know. I know this. Yeah, this pandemic's been crazy. Just completely everything's down, and I know it's absolutely miserable.
The silver lining is we get more, you know, more work done at home. More music is getting done. Lo's working on some new stuff too. We've got a few songs done. Got some stuff done, and we've been doing Patrick and I the same, doing a lot of music. Trying to put out content and you know, just busy.
Oh yeah.
I mean, manage. Yeah, I think everybody is going through this. We have to morph our craft. Like we did live Facebook takeovers when it first hit because people just wanted to share their music, and so we let bands take over our Facebook for an hour every. What was it, Thursday night?
Tuesday nights.
Or Tuesday night. Yeah. And they were able to do kind of like a live little performance for the followers. And it was kind of cool. I think that bands in general have done the best job of like morphing the craft to continue to promote themselves.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yes, I know just as much as people, as we want to go out there and play, people want and miss live too. That's such a release for people. That was always a release for me. And so I know people, you know, I heard some bands, they don't want to put out music right now or on remote. Me personally hearing new music, and that's kind of what grew music. And I know that other people feel the same. People look, because, you know, people something to look forward to in a way. So that's, yeah. Awesome. I feel like it's really helped bring people together when nobody can.
Diamond.
Yeah, because it's been, well, it's been over a year since our last concert that we've been to, and I'm miserable.
Jeez, I think the last show I played before the pandemic hit was in February, so it's almost been a year. Pre-pandemic show, we played one show, like a real show. We went and played in Pennsylvania at a Harley Davidson place. So it was a big outdoor thing, and it was a big stage. So it was totally, we were distanced. I mean, it was kind of different there. You know, it was weird to see people kind of in a crowd together, because you know here it's just not all the restaurants, everything are still shut down. That's really the only thing we've done. It is so weird. But you know, we're trying to put socially distanced shows together right now. Our booking is working on. Somebody sent me a picture of a venue in Arizona, and it's a big one, like where we would play, and they have the tables, you know, little tables sat down all throughout the room.
Oh, wow.
About to get to. It's better than nothing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Fingers crossed. what's been some of your favorite venues to play? Because I know you've toured basically across the world, right?
Yeah. I have to say, probably like some of the places we've played in Germany are pretty incredible. You know, the crowds there are huge in some of the places we play, and I can't think of any names off the tip of my head, but some of the German ones are pretty incredible.
Yeah, I've heard Germany's got some awesome venues.
One of my favorite places. We go there for like a month at a time. Obviously go to different countries, but it's a lot of Germany, and it's awesome. We love the Wiz. That's kind of like our home here in Los Angeles. So I'd say that's
me. Very cool. With your new tour, is it going to bring you through Atlanta by chance?
No. Oh, we haven't actually played in Atlanta. Where's the place we played? We played outside of Atlanta before, and I can't think of the name of the place. You know, we started bringing out a lot more to the East Coast and the Midwest and everything. There's some states we still haven't played. So I hope so. Right now we have some on the East Coast around like New York and up further north, but that's kind of it right now. And that's been postponed, I think, and rescheduled 3 times. So. Hopefully one sticks. We'll see. You know, little dog's winning out. Give me just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's going to start. He's like a cat. If I shut the door, he wants in and out. Now, if the door's open, it's...
Yeah, we got one like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So in your downtime, I know that you love music and everything, but do you have any other outlets? Do you paint? Do you have any other, type of, hobbies that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, my first love was drawing. I have these colored pencils. They're called, Prismacolor, they're face. I love those. It's, that was always my first love, was drawing. Once I started really taking guitar more seriously, it kind of shifted. All my time went to guitar. So I try to make more time for that. Nice. I enjoy watching stuff. I'm a movie buff. We live near a really pretty park, so we'll go jog. We love being outside, love traveling. Especially with my animals, I have a dog and 2 cats. So. That's pretty much what we do now.
Yeah. Nice. He thought I was absolutely crazy. He was like, you dropped how much on colored pencils? And I was like, but they're Prismacolor, and they're so buttery and easy to smooth.
Yes, it's true. They're not like any others that I've used. So mm-hmm. See, I took
Okay, so I was in the wrong.
So excited. Oh, fresh new pencils.
And they're so pretty when they're like all lined up with their my love for art supplies will never end.
Same here. I wish I could paint. I was never good at painting, but the pencils, I do that all day.
Oh, very cool. So back to your writing songs, what do you do for, what do you take your inspiration from when you write?
For the last songs, it was kind of written over a long, or the last album, it was written over a long period of time. So I went through, you know, cliche bad relationships, whatever I'm watching at the time. One song was kind of off of, I was watching Vikings. So that one kind of turned into a happy battle kind of song. And I think the first like single I put out, I was watching Walking Dead. So then, all right, let's write about apocalyptic stuff. So kind of whatever is going on in my life, or whatever I'm watching or reading, you know, whatever just pops in my head.
That's awesome.
It's like, yeah. It's almost like, what would I write if I were watching Queen's Gambit?
I've heard that's really good.
Oh, it's so good. We binged it in like a week.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's my turn again. What do you think is your biggest accomplishment as an artist today? What is something that you can look back on and you go, you know what, that's where we are now?
So, there's so many different things. Being able to, I never thought that I'd actually get to be able to go out and play live. That was always my so just getting to step on a stage every play to people and see that they're so into it. That's one of them. Getting a signature guitar, that was a total dream come true. Say that one's definitely one of the main ones. Never happened, and I have two now. So those two things, and really putting out that was a huge thing for me, because I was, you know, I was very wary about doing it. And so I was the guy kid in school. I was the straight A, honor classes, you know, all that, the shy, quiet one. So for me to look back on that and see, you know, everything that's happened in the past, what, 10 years, it's, yeah, I'm happy with it.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Congratulations on that, too.
So when you first got into playing guitar and being in bands and everything, who supported you the most?
Probably my parents. They're the world to me, and they really have pushed me and supported me. They got me my first guitar. My mom would take me to concerts all the time. That's kind of where I got my love for music from, is both of my parents. I remember the first time that I didn't start playing in bands until I moved to Los Angeles in 2012, when I was 21. And so I didn't start playing until I was out here. And I remember the first show that we played with the Maidens in Texas was in El Paso. And I'm from Dallas, which is a good like 9 hours away. Texas is, you know.
Yeah.
So, played in El Paso, and my dad drove out all the way from Dallas to go see the show. That was the first time they saw me, and yeah, they're both Iron Maiden fans, so they really love coming and seeing the shows, you know, anytime they can. So without my parents, I couldn't have done it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think it's always comforting when you know you have that support system.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always checking out my stuff. I don't even have to tell them something's out. They're already on it.
Very cool. What's been your biggest challenge as an artist?
That's a good question. I don't know. What would be the biggest challenge for me? I guess it was finding the right people to play the music with. It's so hard to find people that share your interest and share your vision. The first band I got with, I was like, I loved the music and I loved the guys in the band, but my writing wasn't coming through it. And so I was like, oh, something's kind of wrong with me. And then I with the Maidens, and that's so much fun, and I absolutely girls. We all. I was afraid to be in an all female band, really, because boy, and I was like, I was just, you know, the stereotype that the girls are always fighting. No, the girls get along great. The guys fought more than the girls did. You know, it was very funny. So I think the challenge with hard to find, you know, the right people to jam with. I got very lucky and found, you know, a couple of bands now that I can really just express myself, and obviously not in the music with the Maidens, because I'm all just set and stuff. But with Heaven Below and everything, you know, finally found the right people to do everything.
Good. Yeah, they've always said, you know, that's one of the things that we ran into. The hardest thing is finding a team.
Oh, yeah.
Really is. Once you get that, you know, with my album, it was just me, everything. And then our friend Jesse is a producer. He has a studio, and he's just like, okay, come sit down. And he helped me with the drums. And then we recorded everything. And then From Heaven Below did my vocals. Those two, they really brought a new life to my music and really pushed me and made it, you know, better than I could have expected. And, you know, they're like, let's go round two. Let's do the full length. Let's come on.
Yeah.
Great to have a team on the solo stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, so. That and it's also nice to have people that you can bounce ideas off of and kind of get information, glean new techniques from, and it's really nice to have like-minded people surrounding you who are positive.
Yes, people you can learn, insane musicians on top of it, on the writing, so learning them. You can do this way, or have you tried it like this? Never thought of that, you know, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You-
Thank you.
after your solo EP, what would you say is your favorite song off of that track?
There's all those songs are kind of different stylistically. Like I said, I kind of wrote them over a long period of time. And, you know, I wanted a couple that were more heavy, that were more shred guitar, that were more guitar driven. And then the others, I really wanted them to just be about the song and play the solos that fit the song and not try to just throw in guitars everywhere I could. I know a lot of people, some people have been like, well, I'm kind of surprised you're not playing more, you know, it's not a whole lot of guitars. I'm like, my favorite, they're very out, chorus and the hooks of it. So I'd have to say Haunted was probably my favorite one, because I think it had a good mixture of things. But I think probably When the Devil Comes Down turned out a lot different than I was expecting. It was more straight ahead the way I had it in my head. And then my friend Jesse, who was in the studio, he's like, let's try and do it, let's give it a groove. And he really kind of put a cool twist to it that I wasn't expecting, but other people seemed to really like.
Yeah.
So probably those two.
Definitely a killer album. Just top notch, you know.
Thank you.
Would you be cool if we played one of your songs off of it on this interview show?
Of course, I'd love that. Hell yeah.
Nice. We will get that on there.
So what is new in the works? What are you coming up with soon that you could probably promote on the podcast?
I'm working on new music. That'll probably be a while. Heaven Glow has a few songs, but I think we're shooting for a film before we release any of that. And I'm not sure what's going to be soon, but I really would like to release that album, you know, this year.
Yeah. So are you looking at? You looking at fall, late summer, or further into winter?
Fall would be good. I need to write that down on paper so that I actually make it happen. I need to try. I haven't set that goal yet, and I need to. When it's on the calendar, it'll happen.
That's funny. I just started a bullet journal, and I got to tell you, I'm like obsessed with writing everything down now. Like I'm obsessed with writing everything because it cements it. It's almost like, oh, I've written it down. It's in red. I've got to do it.
Yep. I love that too. Calendar for the month on the door, and I write down everything that needs to happen for the month, and it feels so good to mark out.
Yep.
Totally the same way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you see this this whiteboard back here that's still white? Yeah, I haven't got into that yet.
Yeah. So it's like I have my planner, and it's usually, you know, I'm writing those everywhere. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it in pencil now because I keep scratching things out, moving it up, and just get a pencil and erase. Like, gosh, such a bummer. Hopefully this year it's looking better.
Definitely. Well, I guess you've basically answered this one, but your three goals for this year?
Yeah. For sure releasing. God, it'd be great if a CD from all the bands would come out this year. The Maidens are hoping that CD comes out this year, really hoping. And I'd love to get a new one out, and hopefully Heaven Below 2. So hopefully all three have new CDs. Probably just be healthier, work out more, the cliche, you know, new year, new me. No excuses since we're home all the time, right?
That's right.
I guess just practice more, really. Practice, get better. Constantly getting better.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you sitting in with us. Do you want to plug your social medias?
Sure, yeah. I have a website. It's just nikki-stringfield.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, basically everywhere. Except I probably not getting TikTok. On YouTube, basically, little Nick Stringfield, it'll everything will pop up. Music's on Spotify, iTunes Music, pretty much everywhere.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate you sitting in with us, hanging out with us for a little while.
Thank you.
Today.